Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
What's going on, everyone? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi DJ. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Crypto. By the good old analyst, me, Mike. Today, we're going to go over a couple of the crazy things that happened in news, in past fundraisers and deals, as well as a couple of the key stats. But first, a message from our sponsors. Thank you to our 2023 CoinStack sponsors. CoinStack Partners helps crypto Web3 companies raise funding from crypto venture capital firms, family offices for a Series Seed, A, B, and C round of $1 million to $50 million. The firm has relationships across all of the top 300 crypto venture capital firms across North America, Asia, and Europe. To discuss venture capital fundraising services for your company, please review our deck and schedule a free consultation. Connect Financial empowers people and businesses to do more with their digital assets. Their flagship credit cards allow users to enjoy their crypto spending power without selling their digital assets and earn rewards on everyday purchases. Learn more at Connect Financial. Viridius DAO. Viridius is a decentralized autonomous organization, DAO, building a modern community-driven carbon credit registry that solves a massive problem of transparent carbon credit verification. Learn more at Viridius.io. We Meta is the Bloomberg for Web3 and the Metaverse, combining on-chain data, social data, and news data from many sources into a single dashboard and API source designed for Web3 investors, app builders, and brands. Learn more at WeMetaLabs.com. Invest DeFi Technologies. Invest DeFi bridges TradFi regulatory and risk management with CeFi's liquidity and DeFi's innovation. Invest DeFi has deep expertise in quantitative trading, digital asset technology, AI, risk management, derivatives, global equities, regulatory compliance, and investment banking. Learn more at InvestDeFi.com. Crypto news recap, top five stories. First one up, Gemini and Genesis charged by SEC with selling unregistered securities. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, on Jan 12, charged cryptocurrency lending firm Genesis Global Capital and crypto exchange Gemini with offering unregistered security for Gemini's EARN program. Winklevoss slams SEC charges against Gemini's super lame manufactured parking ticket. Tyler Winklevoss, the co-founder of cryptocurrency exchange Gemini, has hit a regulatory charging the exchange over issuing unregistered securities, arguing that they've been working in good faith with the SEC for over 17 months. Founders of the bankrupt Rayos Capital pitched new crypto platform for crypto debt claims. The co-founders of failed cryptocurrency hedge fund Rayos Capital are now courting investors for a new venture that looks to capitalize on a growing list of bankruptcies in this space. Ethereum hits 500,000 validators ahead of scheduled Shanghai upgrade. The number of Ethereum validators has hit 500,000 per data from Beacon Scan, ahead of its March scheduled Shanghai upgrade. Silvergate Bank posts $1 billion loss in Q4 2021. Crypto-focused bank operator Silvergate posted net loss $1.05 billion for the fourth quarter, compared to the $18.4 million profit earlier that year. Top deals and fundraisers. CyberX, digital asset market maker, raised $15 million Series A round, led by Foresight Ventures. Parfin, Web3 infrastructure provider, has raised $15 million, led by Framework Ventures. Obol Labs has raised $12.5 million around, led by Pantera and Blockshower, to build distributed validators for Ethereum. Sky, or SYKY, a Web3 fashion platform, raised $9.5 million Series A from 776 and Brevin Howard Digital. Sortium, a Web3 infrastructure company with an AI slant, has raised $7.75 million in a seed funding round led by Arca. Quasar Finance, a DeFi startups bridge, has raised $5.4 million around, led by Shima Capital. And Dima, decentralized liquid staking protocol, has raised $3.5 million seed led by AT&T Capital, or ANT Capital, I should say. Electric Capital Annual Crypto Developer Report. Electric Capital released their new January 2023 developer report, the industry standard for understanding the landscape crypto developer system, ecosystem. They fingerprinted 250 million lines of code commits across open source repositories to create the 2022 developer report, and you can check out the full thing on coinstack.substack.com. Key stats of the week: top 10 contracts on Ethereum measured by gas spent in 2022 are OpenSea, Uniswap, Tether, MetaMask, USD Coin, USDC, Strongblock, ENS, Ethereum Name Service, CoinTool, 1inch, Zen Crypto, Gem, Wrapped Ether, Coinbase, and Optimism, Canonical Transaction Chain. 3,000 plus monthly active developers work in DeFi, according to the Electric Capital developer report. Also in that report, 80% of newly created wallets' first transaction was actually related to NFTs. 23,000 monthly active developers writing code on crypto projects as of December 2022. The highest number of new developers ever wrote open source crypto code in 2022, with 61,000 new developers coming to the space. This week, we also highlight Brett Harrison, the previous CEO of FTX US, highlight his experience and perspectives on his largest, I will say, 49-tweet thread. Then we also look at the highlights from the top crypto reports, Mazari, ASIC, and Chief Privacy. Find full reports over at coinsatthesubsite.com. Until next week, guys. Peace.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the CoinStack podcast, where we are tracking the most important blockchain stories of the 2020s, including a decentralized internet and the creation of a new, open, global monetary system that works for everyone. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Please share it with your friends. Please join our free newsletter at coinstack.substack.com. And also check out our Telegram group, where you can chat with others and learn even more about crypto. You can go to t.me/thecoinstack, or just type in CoinStack into Telegram to find us. Thanks so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.